Today, will new legislation being considered by American lawmakers kill off audience targeting as we know it? The results are in, and Apple's recent changes are destroying email campaigns. TikTok offers up some helpful insights for planning your next viral video and integrates stories into the main feed. And on the premium podcast, with more stories, no ads, and expert deep dive episodes, tap the link in the notes for info, why the changing definition of what a household is may change how you plan your ad campaigns. It's Wednesday, January 19th, 2022. Happy Timcat, Ethiopia. I'm Todd Maffin from EngageQ Digital, and here's what you missed today in Digital Marketing, episode 543. And before we start, if I sound a little rough today, it's because yesterday I had my booster shot. Yay, Team Moderna. And I'm feeling like hell. So we are going to get through this, you and I. Can you imagine your marketing campaigns without the ability to target specific groups of people? If you answered yes, great. If no, I have some bad news. A new bill being considered by American legislators could put some major restrictions on targeted advertising. And I mean major. The Banning Surveillance Advertising Act was introduced in the Senate yesterday by three U.S. lawmakers. Should the bill pass, advertising networks would be prohibited from using personal data to target advertisements altogether. Platforms could still target ads based on broad location, targeting to a recognized place, such as a municipality, and contextual advertising based on content that users have engaged with, but any targeting based on protected class information like race, gender, religion, or personal data purchased from a third-party data broker would be prohibited. A fine of up to $5,000 per incident could be imposed. We all know the negative impact Apple's iOS 14.5 update caused in our world. Facebook ads seem to suffer the most. But now we're starting to see the impact on email campaigns, and the news isn't good. Apple announced its mail privacy protection as part of its iOS 15 update last summer, which aimed to prevent email senders, like you and me, from knowing whether users have opened their emails. And it worked. New research says email open rates are no longer a reliable metric for Apple Mail, which is actually used by 53% of all Apple users. In the past, when a recipient opened an email using Apple Mail, Apple cached the image at the moment the email was open, and the tracked pixels indicated when the email was opened. With this update, though, the image is cached on an Apple server after an email has been sent, but before it has been viewed by its recipient. So filthy digital marketers like you and me can't see that an email was opened. So in the absence of open rates, what should we do? Well, experts say focus on metrics like clicks, conversion events, revenue, and opt-outs. And also rethink list hygiene, send time optimization, and follow-up emails, since you cannot rely on knowing if a user opened the original. Research was conducted by Mobile Inc., which analyzed more than 300 billion content impressions. Your brand's videos could get more views and reach a wider audience with the help of new insights from TikTok. The platform has added a few new elements to the Trends Discovery section in Creative Center that could help you add viral sounds and hashtags to your ads. Here's a look at the insights. First, songs. You can view a list of the most popular songs in the app at any given time. Also, kind of a nice touch here, you can filter them by region now. Hashtags, you can view the most popular hashtags in the app with a range of different time period filters for each. And the videos themselves, you can check out the most popular TikTok clips in your region, filterable by hot, number of likes, number of comments, and number of shares. Again, you can find this in the Creative Center, which is at ads.tiktok.com/business/creativecenter. Center, by the way, spelled the American way, E-R. More from TikTok now. The company is testing a change to its still experimental Stories feature. And this change integrates TikTok Stories into the main For You and Following feeds in the app. Previously, they were in a kind of, weird-looking sidebar on the left that, I'll be honest, looked a little glitchy. Additionally, those part of the test group will be able to see anyone's stories, not just who they follow. There will be a blue story marker on the first frame. There will also be an indicator at the bottom of the screen of how many total frames are in the story, similar to Instagram. Essentially, if this gets rolled out to a wider audience, stories would be another content option for users, allowing them to create multi-frame sequences of clips and images they could then view in-stream like any other clip. And side note here, whenever the platforms tend to add something like this, they usually give it a pretty wide distribution, a lot of distribution, in other words. So might be something worth testing. Twitter has released its new Bird's Eye report, in which its official partners identify emerging trends and insights on the platform within key industries. Essentially, they take a whole bunch of tweets, compile them, and try to give us marketers some trends into things we might be wanting to pay attention to this year. Here are some trends from three of the featured industry. First of all, food. Apparently, food sustainability continues to be at the top of consumers' minds. This has been the case for a couple of years now. A move away from plastic and meat, shifting more toward compostable packaging and edible straws. Reusable takeout containers caused more people to order takeout during the pandemic. And apparently there were more conversations about healthy eating habits like portion control, reducing carbs, and conscious consumption of processed food. In the media and entertainment space, the revival of the film industry as production companies began working again. Streaming platforms dominated the conversation on Twitter, while broadcast and ad-supported cable programming declined. Korean content, in particular, became more popular with the help of K-pop superstars, as well as the Netflix hit Squid Game. And personal care, with more time home alone, lockdowns led people to try out new personal care products, as well as read and write reviews. Many opted for a product detox and cut shampoo and detergent out from their hygiene regimen. All right, a quick preview of the next few weekend editions. This weekend, I'll be speaking with Joy Hawkins, probably one of the industry's most relied on experts for local SEO. Then on the 29th, should you heap praise on your competitors? How does brand-to-brand praise affect your sales? And on February 5th, the detailed results of a study that determined whether having both your own online store and a marketplace on, say, Amazon, will help your sales or cannibalize them. I'll be speaking to the study author. Those full-length interviews, available only on the premium feed, which also has no ads, has more stories than the free version, and chapters so you can tap to a specific story while listening. More information at todayindigital.com/premium feed or tap the link in the episode notes. Almost 800 digital marketers just like you are in our Slack community. Inside, you'll find great advice on campaign setup and scaling. Jobs get posted there, all sorts of stuff. It's free to join. Just tap the link in this episode's notes or go to todayindigital.com/slack. All right, that's it for me. I'm off to bed with this incredibly sore arm, provided that I'm not dead tomorrow. I'll talk to you then. It's cool to sometimes break the rules. If it's on your mind, you've got to say it. Would you walk or take it? You are a superstar and you can go far. In the world, you're really gonna make it, make it. If your heart is always in.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.